This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The state of Kentucky's death toll from this weekend's devastating tornadoes now stands at 74, according to the governor. A two-month-old whose family tried to protect her by putting her in a car seat. A 94-year-old Korean War veteran from Arkansas. A longtime florist in Tennessee who recently started on her new adventure as an airport security worker. A Kentucky judge known for his common sense. They are all among the dead throughout five states in the U.S. Midwest and South. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to be briefed by officials on the destruction caused by the storm and visit the affected areas. The U.S. Congressional Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol recommended Mark Meadows be held in contempt of Congress Monday evening. Meadows was former President Donald Trump's White House chief of staff. The action comes after he refused to testify about his role in trying to overturn Trump's loss in the 2020 presidential election. The committee, made up of seven Democrats and two Republican Trump critics, voted unanimously to recommend that Meadows face criminal charges. The full House must now vote on the measure. If it passes, the Justice Department would then decide whether to prosecute Meadows. Meadows is a former Republican representative from North Carolina. Meadows handed over 6,600 pages of records taken from personal email accounts and about 2,000 text messages to the nine-member House of Representatives committee investigating the violence of hundreds of Trump supporters at the Capitol 11 months ago. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. It has been 1 year since the first of the COVID-19 vaccines rolled out of an American manufacturing facility. That means it's been the first full year of the biggest vaccination drive in American history. Experts believe the vaccine has saved many lives, but has left many behind. The COVID-19 vaccines have proven incredibly safe and wildly effective, and many hope they would bring an end to the crisis. But a year later, too many Americans remain unvaccinated and too many are dying. According to AP reporting, the U.S. was at 300,000 deaths when the COVID vaccination drive began. Today, the death toll is 800,000. Yet many experts say history will record COVID-19 vaccines as an extraordinary achievement that prevented tens of thousands of deaths. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised Americans against travel to Italy, Greenland, and Mauritius on Monday, the CDC citing COVID-19 concerns. The CDC now lists 84 destinations at level 4, very high classification, including nearly all of Europe. The United States imposed new rules effective December 6th, requiring international air travelers arriving in the United States to obtain a negative COVID-19 test within 1 day of travel. Now a look at how the U.S. stock market is responding to COVID's impact on travel. Wall Street ended lower on Monday with shares of Carnival Corp and several airlines tumbling. Investors are worried about the Omicron coronavirus variant ahead of a Federal Reserve meeting later this week. Travel-related stocks fell, with the fast-spreading variant accounting for around 40% of COVID-19 infections in London and at least one death in the United Kingdom. Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, Carnival Corp, and Royal Caribbean Cruises all slumped. Western powers still have not had real negotiations with Iran at talks on rescuing the 2015 nuclear deal. And senior diplomats from France, Britain, and Germany said on Monday that unless there is swift progress, that deal will soon be an empty shell. The diplomats from the so-called E3 said in a statement, quote, time is running out. Tunisian President Kais Saied said on Monday he would call a constitutional referendum next July, a year to the day after he seized broad powers and moves his opponents call a coup. The president also said parliamentary elections would follow at the end of 2022. Laying out the timeline for his proposed political changes in a televised speech, Saied said the referendum would take place on July 25th. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.